We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we gonna get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Sunday, June 3rd.
Boston, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Hard to believe it's already Sunday, June 3rd, 2018. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and then, of course, back with a weekday transmission, 11 a.m. Central. You've got David Knight in the morning. You've got Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone after that as we add more live broadcast to the InfoWars radio/TV lineup. Wow. Today, we're going to have Zach on, who's just a really smart guy and a great source, and really already tells me things that I already basically know from other sources, but he likes to come on the show, and we like to have him on the show, and he knows Elon Musk, and he knows Louis Farrakhan, a lot of other folks that behind the scenes have been reached out to and basically have been resonating with, especially if you talk about somebody like Elon Musk with the bigger plan. Now, what is the bigger plan? The bigger plan is not the globalist plan. And I keep obsessing over this because I've always been trying to get humanity to get off the globalist track of depopulation, of planned austerity, of the globalist thinking humanity is a bunch of trash, dumbing us down, trying to make us fight with each other, so they can control the future and try to depopulate us before we discover the life extension technologies and all the other key information. And I've been obsessing over that for 20 plus years. I've made a film about it, several films, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, turned a lot of heads, because it's the quotes and the statements of the top billionaire globalist to almost a man, other than like a Donald Trump or Elon Musk or a few others who have bought into the plan to have this big, giant global government and to cut off the resources and then have controlled bioweapon releases that wipe out large segments of the population. That's been the decided plan. And we've been building towards that plan for really 45 years or so. The globalists didn't get full control until about 45 years ago. And they didn't have total control, but they got steering control. Didn't mean there wasn't still resistance and things, headwinds and storms they had to go through and resistance, but they were in control of the national security apparatus of the West. And now their final goals come into view. So I could cover hundreds of incredible news articles, really interesting things happening, a lot of amazing things happening, and they're all important. But they're all just backdrop and just part of the fabric of the plans. And see, are you really conscious? Are you really alive if you aren't part of a plan, part of your own destiny? Because the globalists have decided your destiny. They've got a plan. And I'm here trying to expose that plan. It's how we predicted everything you've seen happen. Because I didn't predict it. They have a plan. I was reading their roadmap. I'm like, wow, they're going to do this. This is really horrible. And then as it began to all come true, people said, wow, this guy's smart. No, they're in control. I read what they were planning. Well, some other folks have a bigger plan.
The Alex Jones Show.
We've got
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
There's an answer to this riddle. I don't sit here and say, oh, look, we're under attack like nobody else in the world except for Trump. I don't say that to, like, brag. How do you brag about thousands of articles a week lying about you? Hundreds of TV programs we know of every week lying. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Bill Maher. All of them last week just lying about me. Four or five Comedy Central shows every week. They have one show four nights a week that attacks me with total lies. Why are they doing that? What is it about InfoWars? What is it we're saying that has them so upset? And I'd already heard this before from people at the Pentagon, the CIA, academics, people I talked to, Louis Faircon, sitting there having dinner with him at his house. And like a code word 2 years ago, he goes, you know, Kanye, he's come and visited us, and Kim Kardashian, and, you know, they want to do something bigger. They want to change things. They would like a bigger plan. And Faircon's looking at me, and I'm sitting there, you know, after I've eaten three servings of food, tired, I'm on a the reality TV people, I'm not really into them. And then I saw Kanye get up there and say, it's a bigger plan. And that's what it's called at the highest levels of the breakaway intelligentsia in Hollywood, in banking, in culture, that are liberals, they're conservatives, they're straight, they're gay, they're old, they're young, they're black, they're white, they're Asian, they're Hispanic, they're Arab, they're whatever. But they don't like the big mega bank, big mega corporation, Alphabet. That's the big parent company of Google, YouTube, Tim Cook, Apple, the communist Chinese selling political dissidents' organs. They don't like this really anti-human, post-human plan. And so they call it the bigger plan. And, you know, I think I'm smart sometimes, but I told the story of going to a business meeting and a brunch yesterday, and told it yesterday in a live feed I did, and I'm looking for the salt over here where the ketchup and the jelly and the sugar's at, and my business associate goes, Alex, it's right there. It's right there. And I already knew all this. I already knew Trump was resisting. I already knew there were groups that wanted a pro-human future to a point that I could predict what would be in his State of the Union. I could predict what his speeches would be, all of it, because he's not getting his information from me. He's getting it from the deep study and the analysis and the pro-human patriots in the government, that when we got down to the final line of handing America over to the Chinese communist, letting them run all the major corporations, Hollywood, giving them all the code keys to Alexa, Siri, that they said, man, this is really real. Then there was a decompartmentalization. And my broadcast and Matt Drudge amplifying InfoWars and other key areas help trigger a debate and a discussion within Silicon Valley, within the Pentagon, within NASA, within the big tech giants that is incredible. And of course, I wasn't the only one talking about this. It's just that I was able to get a big enough medium to break through. And then they thought, oh, this crazy sounding Texan and, you know, the stuff he does, we can twist this and discredit this whole movement. So the government and the corrupt elements amplified me the last few years, thinking that that would discredit the pro-human big plan movement. And instead, it supercharged it. It really is incredible. When I come back from break, I'm going to give you some of the best news that I've ever seen when it comes to humanity's awakening, that I was already thinking about naming the show on the video streams today on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and places. I was already thinking of naming it this when I came in. Just from discussions of Paul Watson, discussions with my wife, discussions with my children, and what I've done the last 2 weeks, and what I've been saying on air. And then suddenly I went and filtered through a couple hundred articles they printed up just off top news sites, and there was a theme there. There was a theme that I was already going to go on air with, which again shows the 100th monkey syndrome or phenomenon, where there have been real tests where you'd have a group of monkeys on one island that are research primates being taught to do complex tasks, and then an island 7 miles away where there were no monkeys communicating or traveling back and forth. As soon as these monkeys learned how to do this task, suddenly the monkeys 7 miles away knew how to do it. And that's what the NSA tries to target. That's what the deep state, the bad elements of it, they try to target trends and awakenings and steer them and control them and manipulate them so that they can be in control of human de-evolution towards human exterminism and the rise of this new silicon life form, they believe, because the dark force programming their agenda that gives them some advanced knowledge, but it's all twisted, tells them you've got to kill everybody and, quote, save the earth first before we give you ascendance. But really, they're the ones killing the earth. And remember, all these different people like Elon Musk and others warned you, beware those that worship AI gods and say the end of humanity is here. And then sure enough, Silicon Valley launches its priest to counter Musk and myself and says, oh, it's good. You could be in the elect. You could be ascendant. But you'll have to physically die before your brain's uploaded. Well, I'm sorry. I was already given that idea by the OSS operative and the inventor of the telecommunications satellite, Sir Arthur C. Clarke, a Luciferian. I already know about childhood's end, my friend. No escaping you will be childhood's end. Warren Buffett, oh, it's liberal, it'll save money. Don't worry, doctors, you won't have to kill somebody. The AI will decide who lives and die. And its name is Thomas, after Thomas Watson of the death camps, who ran the Nazi computers. Total fact. But they think you're stupid. But the thing about all these old globalists is they're all very robotic. They're all very psychotic. They're all very soulless. So they have to mimic an ape acting like a human, but they can't. They're not. But we must transcend them in the great test or fall. Now, we come back, the most positive news ever, and then all the other news, and then Dr. Corsi has got intel on the deep state planning to target Sean Hannity, and Hannity is concerned about that. They're already targeting Sean Hannity. They already raided his lawyer. God. So that's coming up. Zach's going to pop in and get into some stuff that he says is a window into all the other stuff that's going on. Please remember that if you're listening to us on local radio or local TV watching, please tell folks to tune in. It's that word of mouth that trumps everything they do. It's the real power you have. It's the real power we have together. If you're watching or listening on the internet, send people to Infowars.com or Newswars.com to, hey, here's the forbidden stuff. Here's the guy they say is the most evil man on earth. Hear what he's saying. Why are they attacking him everywhere? Hear what they don't want you to hear. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And yes, we have free shipping still going for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com on all of our best-selling nutraceuticals. X2 is amazing. Get it 50% off when you combo it with BioTrue Selenium. The two go together electrochemically. You need them together. So together, they're 50% off and free shipping. BrainForce Plus, our best-selling nootropic, is 50% off. That's getting a little bit low on the supplies, though, so that special's going to end in a couple days. The real Red Pill Plus with the pregnenolone, the minerals, all the rest of it, now that energy, that's there, free shipping. Silver Bullet, Alpha Powers, all of it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, just keep thinking about freedom. Keep praying to God for an awakening. Just keep taking action and bucking the bullies, and don't be afraid. And the Internet of the Spirit will transmit the information over and through the enemy. They can't stop the transmission.
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
So I've got some very good news for you, my friends. All over local news stations across the country, all over local papers, I'm noticing, meaning it's not centralized corporate talking points. I'm seeing news articles about Alexa spying on you for Amazon. I'm seeing articles about families taking the cell phones and smartphones away from their children. I'm seeing articles about people taking the phones away and getting their lives back. Paul Watson has been on vacation for 10 days in Spain. He comes back tomorrow. And he was saying to me today that he had his phone turned off for days and that he's so happy. I decided 2 weeks ago with my daughters, who when they go to a friend's house or the school field trip or whatever, I let them have their, quote, smartphone. But they got so obsessed with it, with the dopamine programming, the inventors of it, the people that run those systems, they admit it's meant like a slot machine to program your child to make them depressed when they don't have it. Took them away for a couple of weeks, 100%. It's like kids from the 1950s outside having fun, totally nice, playing together, doing art, having a great time, playing with the dog, playing with the cat, playing with the baby. It's great. It's like they went from being okay to amazing, just like that. And they admit in major studies, cell phones cause lower IQs, brain damage, depression. And then if you get on the social media, it's even worse. So without even looking, today, I was planning to come on air and talk about this, but then I saw in Yahoo News, French news agency, Daily Mail, and others, these articles, a whole bunch of them, just in my stack from what they just printed off major news. It's already a big phenomenon that people are leaving their smartphones behind. They're turning them off. They're spending more time with family. Smartphone orders are down and flat. It's absolutely made me happier. Simon Cowell reveals he hasn't touched his mobile phone in 10 months because it was making him distracted and irritated. Well, it actually heats up the brain cells in major studies and breaks the DNA, and just old-fashioned cell phone radiation doubles the chances of brain tumors in major studies. Look it up. 5G and other microwave radiation increases it even worse. So, how getting rid of a smartphone revolutionized my life. People have been talking about getting rid of these little computers that dominate and control our lives for years, but now it's the Financial Times. It's everywhere. And it's a phenomenon. And they know this in history. They know this in culture, that there's a tipping point. And once people get to that point, you can't stop it. No army can stop an idea whose time has come, said the French philosopher and statesman Victor Hugo. And I totally agree with it. Just like Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Try to change things for my family and your family, because I'm a survivalist. I'm a futurist. I'm a believer in humans. I believe in expansionism. The globalist sociopaths and followers and psychopaths and cowards and mercenaries look at me and they think, you're a fool. Really? I'm a fool because I want a future for humanity, not just what I can get for myself right now. You're mentally ill. The first offers to buy me off almost 20 years ago were $1 million a year. $3 million a year. People say, oh, well, tell us who did it. Well, it's business opportunities. It's corporations. We're going to control what you say, what you do. We're going to give you book deals. I was to be the Glenn Beck. And finally, they went, okay, we'll give you a $10 million contract. And we'll give you a book deal and a Fox News show on the weekend. But, and I remember when I said no, the executive said, I don't make that in 5 years. You got to take this. And when I didn't take it, a couple years later, Fox was in the New York Daily News saying, Jones wants to be on Fox, but Jones doesn't get to be on Fox. See their sick culture? When they know full well I pissed on them. So So to all of you, with all the censorship and attacks we're under, that point your finger and say, oh, look, if you promote InfoWars, they block you on Twitter or Facebook. That's the point. We are the trailblazers. We're the tip of the spear. I'm not trying to win popularity contest here. I'm trying to change the world. And to get those tipping points, you've got to be unpopular at first. Like the first abolitionist, Thomas Jefferson wanted to free the slaves, but he couldn't get the votes. And then by 1800, 2% of the North was abolitionist. But by 1867, slavery was outlawed 65 years later. So see, to all the followers, I'm going to explain to you how to be a leader because you haven't figured it out yet. But I was offered $10 million to be Glenn Beck right before 9/11 even happened. And I said no. And then I bring in way more than that now. And then I spend it right back into what we're doing. Because I have a mission. It's not to have a wide body jet like Glenn Beck's having to sell now. The guy's got like a jumbo jet. I'm not trying to live in a 50-bedroom house. Why? So the dog can crap in other rooms? I want to get. I'm moving into a smaller house because it's easier and happier. I'm trying to change the universe, not like a peacock sit up there in Hollywood. I mean, I saw the headline. I remember 8 years ago, I said, Communist China now owns Hollywood, and oh, the anti-Semites went crazy. Those are really the bots. And they said, oh, you know, you're covering up. Look at the Washington Post, the coming Chinese crackdown on Hollywood. Next year's news today. And look, I'm not bragging about this, folks. I'm just telling you, I'm tuned into the zeitgeist. And that's why they don't like me. The globalists are tuned in, too. They use it against you. I'm trying to trailblaze. I'm trying to blow open doors. I'm trying to break glass ceilings for humanity. And the fact that Paul Watson said we should launch a major initiative to get rid of cell phones and be happy and get outside more and get into self-help and self-empowerment. I'm like, yes, yes, because that's what folks are looking for, not just the info, but the solution. Yeah, be aware the bad guys are over here. Don't go with them, but then offer something better. And so we need to move into that more than ever because you've got all these top writers and journalists and Simon Cowell and you know all these people saying get rid of them. Here it is, long soaring smartphone market heading to earth, going down, French news agency. And notice, it's all just right here. Humanity is struggling back. They purposefully have blocked a peace deal in Korea for 60 years. That's why Trump can end it. Remember, Obama said you'll never have 3% growth rate. It's about to be 4% because you can't wave a magic wand. No, I can't wave a magic wand, but you got us tied up in the corner. I can untie us. This is big. This is the horrible Satanist and control freaks and wicked people, the psychopaths, wanting to control the future, being greedy little cowards, thinking they were in full command, and humanity's waking up and resisting it like a raging bull. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, there was so much breaking news yesterday that I came in and did a couple live reports. In fact, I broadcast for over 2 hours out of the new podcast studio yesterday with our little mini crew. And there were 4 or 5 different CNN articles alone because the talking points come out. And ABC News had the same ones. Paul Watson actually retweeted it. That's probably a good place to find it. So I forgot to pull it out of the stack during the break. There's like 60 articles just in this stack. But CNN goes, America's really doing good economically and all this stuff, but we're really at unease because of Trump. And then it says, America's really doing good because of Obama. No, Trump directly did the economic policies that turned the country back on, and that's a fact. We'll take 5 hours to go over it all, but the policies, bringing the jobs back, incentivizing, getting the taxes cut, calling thousands of factory owners and saying, if you invest, don't worry, it'll all come back. I mean, Trump's new nickname is the magic wand. In fact, you heard it here first. Obama gave him the name. First, Obama called him the trash man. And I went, how's that an insult? He's taking out the trash. But I'm telling you, Trump's new nickname is the Magic Wand. We give him a fancier name, the Scepter. But the truth is, Americana and free market works. People have dreams, they have hopes, they're smart. You get out of people's way, you can't stop them. Remember Obama said, what a magic wand, you'll never get up to 3% growth rate. I couldn't. It's at 3.8 right now, folks. It's going above 4. Because I know folks that have been in the meetings inside the White House. You're like, wait, it's at 3.2, the news says. It's at 3.8. When the quarterly comes out, it's going to be 4, 4.1. We're not sure yet. Yeah, the unemployment rate's 3.8 as well. So that's 50-year, no, since the 50s, you haven't had that. It's like the 50s all over again, back to the future. Now, they say, oh, you want to go back to America. No, America's about going forward. Globalism is the feudalism and the serfdom and being poor. We're going back to the future, baby. So that said, I saw this Sean Hannity piece attacking he and I, and Sean Hannity's the number one guy on cable news by millions. And he just gets more popular as he wakes up. I mean, he was always pro-gun, pro-America. Nobody's perfect. But he's even attacked me with stuff years ago that people misrepresented. And I get it, okay? I'll say this right now. We're blessed to have Sean Hannity. And when I wake up in the morning and I realize they're trying to destroy me, I feel good to know he's there. Because other than Drudge, which is bigger than anything when it comes to total visitors, there's like Trump, there's Drudge, there's Alex Jones, and then over here there's Sean Hannity. With his millions of radio listeners, tens of millions and all of it, he's the only thing out there as big or bigger than InfoWars that's a personality talking every day other than Trump. So it's kind of a weird scenario where it's like Trump, Hannity, and me, and the media thinks they're going to get cheap shots at Hannity all the time, misrepresenting what I've said and going after Hannity. Then I watch Hannity sitting there with the Hill reporter who's broken the bombshell info that we already knew because Obama bragged about it, but now it's proven they lied. He has the proof of it, that they were spying on him way before, you know, the campaign even was dominant, before his inauguration, before he was president-elect, before his he won the primary and became the nominee. And so he's got this Hill reporter on. He goes, you know, do you think Dr. Corsi, who's coming on a little while, is right? Do you think Corsi's right with all his White House sources and everything else that I'm the next target of the deep state? Sean, they raided your lawyer and then outed your own personal details that had nothing to do with anything all over the news and implied you were some type of criminal. And they've tried to take your sponsors and kick you off the air. And Media Matters admitted 5 years ago that you're their main target to get. And all this is going on, and they targeted tens of thousands of churches and Christian groups for the IRS. And you're asking if Corsi's right that you're being targeted? You're already being targeted. And it just shows Hannity's blind spot. Because I know people that know him well. He's so Mr. America, so quarterback, you know, just Mr. Cleaver, that he's on the show going, really? The deep state's going to make stuff about me and come after me. Really? That's where we are? Yeah, Sean, that's where we are. Just because you're Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, and I am too, and walk little old ladies across the street, and just because you don't ever scam anybody and you're not a criminal, that's why America likes you. They pick up instinctively on that. Doesn't mean they're not coming after you. They're coming after you because you are good, Sean Hannity. And those of us that aren't evil need to realize they're not playing according to our deck of cards. It's taken you a while to figure that out. And I'm not saying you're bad. I'm just saying they hate you because you're on target. They hate you because you've got it. They hate you because you talk to the president every day. They hate you because they're losers and no one watches them and they all watch you. Because to them, it's all about their own personal power. They can't stand the fact you're the number one media personality in this country. Bigger than Limbaugh, you name it. As a personality, bigger than Alex Jones in a positive way. They don't know what to do. And so you're sitting there with this Hill reporter asking him, do you think it's true? Do you think the sun came up this morning? So They try to act like I'm the weakness of the nationalist populist awakening because I'm the strength. Because if anybody ever starts just going with the truth and not caring what they say, the public wants it. It's why you've got the top ratings. The truth is they did illegally spy. The truth is they are on the Russian payroll. The truth is they are on the Chinese payroll. My God, China owns all six. They have controlling interest in all six big production houses. You go see a movie, it's communist Chinese propaganda. Half measures aren't going to beat them, Sean. And I know Fox has had you on the edge of having to leave. I know they've been on your ass a year ago when they were still running all this anti-Trump stuff when they thought they could still win. But now the Murdochs get that they have to get with the wave. We have the initiative. We have the cutting edge. We're winning. So I say to Hannity, don't give them any half measures. Go all the way. But yeah, I love how they target everybody. They say bankrupt everybody, sue everybody, destroy everybody, get us off air. And then, oh, there's no deep state. Nobody's spying on Trump. Oh, nobody's trying to get Alex Jones or Sean Hannity. Balderdash. And we'll get the inside scoop from a guy that's worked for the U.S. intelligence and everywhere else. And I'm not going to get into it all. Number one, three times New York Times bestseller. Dr. Corsi will be here to give us the inside scoop. But of course they're coming after Hannity. And if they can get Hannity, they can get every one of us. Is Hannity perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. But we're not out to get the country. We're not anti-American. We're not anti-capitalist. We're not anti-gun. That's why they're going to call us Nazis. They're going to call the whole Republican Party Nazis. They're going to lie about what I said about 9/11 when I said Saudi involvement and a cover-up, which has now come out. They're going to misrepresent everything because we're kicking their butt. Here's Sean Hannity.
When Senator Chuck Schumer said that you better not mess with the intel community because they're going to get you six ways to Sunday, this is great news for me. Best-selling author Jerome Corsi. He's the author of this book. It's out now in bookstores on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's called Killing the Deep State. You might remember him. He was back. Remember the group against John Kerry, Vietnam Vets for Truth? He was one of them. He's saying that yours truly, that I, Sean Hannity, am the next target of the deep state. Wow, isn't it so great to know that these corrupt officials with their backs against the wall that are desperate, desperate people do desperate things, the people that have the most powerful tools of intelligence, they're now going after me. Okay, really? So sadly, after all we have learned, you know, now we have Jerome Corsi's prediction. It doesn't surprise me. Isn't that sad? Are we the United States of America, or are we going to be the former Soviet Union, or are we going to be Venezuela?
Stop right there.
I promise you this one.
Oh, I love this part. We're going to come back with this where he says, I promise this. I'm never giving up. I'm never backing down. I'm never stopping. We've all got to have that. We're going to come back and play the rest of it. Back it up like 20 seconds. But we were becoming Venezuela. We're changing it. Hannity, all of you, all of us standing up to him is making them come out of the dark, making them reveal themselves. So this is positive, Sean.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love isn't
leave the freeway. All right, you are tuned in to the most hated, demonized radio/TV show in the world. That is by globalists, by pedophiles, by corrupt Islamist groups, you name it. Anti-free market groups, communists, they don't like us. So Sean Hannity, he's the number one guy in U.S. media. And they demonize the living hell out of him. And Nielsen's been caught giving CNN double the ratings they deserve. There have been big scandals. So when you hear that Hannity, you know, has 2 million more viewers or whatever than CNN, it's far, far bigger than that, obviously. I mean, they have to pay airports and hotels to put CNN on. Leftists don't even watch it. It's beyond birdcage liner. It has no inherent value. But that said, just to hear Hannity, obviously, he knows his audience doesn't know this is going on, but like, could it be true? Could I be targeted? Gee, they just raided your lawyer, totally illegal, and then put out a bunch of private stuff that wasn't even bad on you. They want to destroy you. They've come after your sponsors. And listeners have to understand that anybody telling the truth, they're going after them. Now, Fox News, with the Murdoch sons and all of it, tried to be anti-Trump about a year ago. Remember? It failed. They tried to push a year and a half ago, Megyn Kelly. Boy, I tell you, they love her $67 million contract at NBC. She has the lowest ratings on television. She's a joke. People want common sense. They want the truth. And that's why the establishment tries to act like you got 14 heads if you listen to Sean Hannity, then they lie about what Hannity's saying, just like they do me. They take it out of context. I talk about Hillary funding Muslims to kill people in the Arab Spring. They edit it on Fox, on Megyn Kelly, and say, I say Hillary's killing kids in a basement. That video's online. You know, Megyn Kelly caught editing video to lie about Alex Jones. The point is they'll go to no ends to do this. But Hannity doubles down. I'm going to play the whole clip now and says, I'll never shut up. I'll never go away. I'll never surrender. And that's the attitude. We're so close to winning. But they attacked Hannity. Hannity echoes what InfoWars conspiracy theorists told him. I'm the next target of the deep state. You know, of course, he just talks to the White House every day. Of course, he has 3 number one New York Times bestselling books. Oh, but he has no credibility. He was the guy that exposed NAFTA and GATT and everything else to Lou Dobbs, who then got fired. Oh, and why did Lou Dobbs get fired? Lou Dobbs had more viewers than the other top 3 rated shows combined on CNN. Remember back in the old days when Lou Dobbs had more viewers than Sean Hannity? And it's not a pissing contest. Fox News knows if they put Lou Dobbs on in a primetime slot against, say, or lower in the day against the, you know, Shep Smith or something, it'd have 5 times the ratings. But again, they're trying to suppress it. But they lost half their ratings in the year they were anti-Trump, so they backed off and then, boom, they're back to number one. Again, this is the globalist quandary. Freedom's popular, but they don't want it. So here is Sean Hannity throwing down the gauntlet, like, oh, so what? Hey, you're not on air like he is. And I'm not bitching at the listeners, but let me tell you something. They come after your family. They come after you in every other way. And all I'm pointing out is that we need to hear more stuff like this. And again, why is he number one? Why has InfoWars been number one online? Despite all the censorship, because freedom is popular. You want freedom. I'm just a bellwether. I'm just a expression of what you want and what you desire. Here's Sean Hannity.
And by the way, great news for me tonight. Pay close attention. Remember when Senator Chuck Schumer said that you better not mess with the intel community because they're going to get you 6 ways to Sunday? This is great news for me. Best-selling author Jerome Corsi. He's the author of this book. It's out now in bookstores on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's called Killing the Deep State. You might remember him. He was back. Remember the group against John Kerry, Vietnam Vets for Truth? He was one of them. He's saying that yours truly, that I, Sean Hannity, am the next target of the deep state. Wow, isn't it so great to know that these corrupt officials with their backs against the wall that are desperate, desperate people do desperate things, the people that have the most powerful tools of intelligence, they're now going after me. Okay, really? So sadly, after all we have learned, you know, now we have Jerome Corsi's prediction. It doesn't surprise me. Isn't that sad? Are we the United States of America? Or are we going to be the former Soviet Union? Or are we going to be Venezuela? I promise you this one thing. I'm never stopping, ever. Here to help break down this damning new report is The Hill's John Solomon. John, good to see you, sir.
I could play that over and over again. I'm not stopping. I'm not backing down. And what is the report? It's not about tooting our horn, but if you type into Bing or any other search engine, Google doesn't work anymore. I'm not a fan of Microsoft, but it's like the old Google. It's a pretty fair search engine, Bing is, for a big establishment one. It's better than DuckDuckGo, and I've tried like 50 of them. I'm sorry. Bing's the best. I mean, the crew agrees. It's like Google doesn't, it's totally broken. They've killed Google search function in their information war. Hell, Google's saying Republicans are Nazis when you look at Republican Party. I mean, you know, that was Friday's news, like 50 years ago. The reason I go back to this Hannity thing is that if we get on a war footing about this and don't care what they say or do anymore, we're going to win. If we keep caring what leftists say or do, they're going to have this kind of brainwashing authority on us. And I'm tired of them defining everything. I'm sick of it. But here's an article from Zero Hedge. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. FBI spying on Trump started in London earlier than thought. Well, I mean, we broke last year. And then just a few weeks ago that it was Stefan Halperin and then the other folks. And I know who the others are. I don't want to get sued, so I'm not going to out them. But They're the people that were in all the meetings that they had minutes of going, let's meet with the Russians. Let's meet with the Russians. These little nobodies that got in the meetings, they were trying to plan it. And so Obama has been caught. Obama was in the news in November after Trump won and December going, we've talked to President Obama's staff. And they say, don't worry. Trump was being surveilled and is a Russian and the evidence will come out. The delegates won't even seat him on the 20th. He will not be president. Then I'm like, hey, look, they say in the news that they were spying on Trump and that's illegal. And then Trump says, oh, they were spying on me. And they go, you're crazy. We weren't spying when we've got hundreds of news articles saying it. Of course, people ask how I knew. You globalists admitted all of this. I've just got a memory. Used to be photographic. It's not now, but it's still damn good. And man, I remember every damn word you said. So people keep asking, how do you know? How do you know this? How do you know this? I mean, type into a search engine right now on Bing. She had Infowars.com at the end of it. Type in Obama ordered spying on Trump. You'll get stuff 2 years ago before he was even elected. And how did we do that? How did we do that? Because the Democrats bragged about it. My God, the last time they did was on January 20th, 2017. And it was in the front page of the New York Times. They spied on Trump Tower and his lawyer and everything. And they said, oh, and we've got the proof. We got the damn front of the newspaper. And then they had the author on, Piers Morgan and all the other foreign shows saying, I'm lying about it. Who's the other CIA guy? Anderson Cooper? Here, let's have the seven ways to Sunday. No, that was the judge. That was in March of last year. Yeah, that was... another great patriot coming out. Judge Napolitano saying that, but we've got us on record. Hell, I'm attacked by CNN for being the progenitor of it. Remember, I made a big hissy fit 2 weeks ago about that clip? It's the clip of CNN says Trump learned about spying from Alex Jones. Remember that clip? Just because I'm going into that, we might want to pull that up. I'm a little bit OCD about stuff because I know all the facts. I have it all. I want to show you each time. I want to continue to hammer you with it because I want you to fully wake up and get what's going on here. That they think you're so dumb that they said days before the inauguration, Trump better watch it. We got seven ways to Sunday to get in the intelligence community. And then Trump goes, the intelligence community's doing stuff to me. He's the president. He knows all that now, but it's classified. He could release it, but he was setting them up to lie about it to get it all to come out. Let's go to it right now. Here is Chuck Schumer.
Shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you...
So, there you go. Now, what did Bill Maher, when he attacked me on Friday night, say? Jones is insane. No one spied on Trump. No one from the FBI. They just watched him because he's a Russian agent. He actually said that word for word. That, the Russian agent thing's been disproven, but he goes, there's no spying. They just surveilled him. But he goes, oh, but Rush Limbaugh's good. Alex Jones is bad. Really? You hadn't listened to Rush Limbaugh yet, have you? We blew the doors open to make it safer. El Rushbo, to tell the truth. You don't think Rush doesn't know as much as I do or more? Second hour coming up. Share those links. Jam it down, Soros.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat, he turned on the radio.
And remember Gruber, the head of the Obama Health Care Commission? He gave all these speeches on C-SPAN to universities. He said, thank God the public has no memory. Thank God they have a memory less than a goldfish, less than 7 seconds. The smartphones are habituating them to that. But if you remember you have a memory, it comes back. So we just played Sean Hannity talking about how he's the target of the deep state. Of course, they admit they're targeting the free press in this country. They just listed all Republicans in the state of California as followers of Nazism. If that isn't a reason to bust up Google and Alphabet and that big old stinking monopoly, what is? Now, just about an hour ago, Fox News, I was in there getting a glass of water, was playing a clip of Ben Rhodes, the national security advisor to Obama, the head strategist, CIA operative, of course, from the deep state. Not all CIA is bad. It's just a big organization, but most of it's globalist. Against Trump and that famous video that got released this week of him crying. Well, Greg Gutfeld, that's how you say his name, he had a great idea to add crying game music to the deer in the headlights of these arrogant people that didn't see what was coming. I saw what was coming. I told you what was coming. And I told you if they could stop them from stealing the states at the computer level when Homeland Security under Obama would hack in, we'd win. And sure enough, they stole a bunch of states, but we blocked them at five. So that's the really exciting news here, ladies and gentlemen, is we're awake now. See, they thought we were unconscious. They thought we would never wake up, but we have woken up. And now they don't know what to do. The sleeper has awoken. So here's Fox News a little while ago looking at the left and their full implosion.
I mean, I can't put it into words. I don't know what the words are.
Now, that's pretty powerful, isn't it? But the way I want it is the way he introduced it, because he first introduces it, like I said, about an hour ago. He first introduces it, and he plays it normal, and then he had the added idea of adding music to it. So I didn't communicate that. It's my fault. But the good news about time-space continuum is as long as we're alive, we can continue to go back and do it right. So now, ladies and gentlemen, just play it from wherever. Hell, let's just watch a few minutes of it. Here it is.
A guy named Ben Rhodes. This is great tape. HBO caught him on the night that Hillary lost.
It's like, I rule America. It's like a dog on the carpet. I rub my butt on them. I'm big man. I'm big.
I can't put it into words. I don't know what the words are.
I could watch that forever.
Yeah, you tried to install a carcass.
It needs music.
I mean, I can't put it into words. I don't know what the words are.
So there you go. I wanted to get that clip out there because it shows the delusion when they run a stumbling evil. Hi, I'm Hillary. I mean, this is what they are force feeding us. This is who they think we are. And then they wonder why we reject it and want Trump. And now things are turning around and they're panicking. And CNN's got all these articles and news pieces saying things are getting better. It's true, but despite Trump. Yeah, you dirtbags make me sick. We're going to stop your post-industrial world. We're going to stop your anti-human movement. We're going to win. Stay with us for Inside Intel. You don't want to miss. They hope you don't spread these live links right now. So I'm sure you...
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we gonna get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm just doing what the universe told me to do. right, ladies and gentlemen.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I have a lot of sources in Silicon Valley, in Hollywood, in big banking, in the military, obviously. But, you know, my biggest source is my own brain. And reading the news and seeing what propaganda is being pushed, seeing who's resisting. But Zach's been calling in for a year and a half that I remember. And then after Vegas, he put some stuff out that I'd been told by the hostage rescue team of the FBI, but they'd asked me not to put out. And so I really started paying attention. And he went ahead and told my producer, I said, well, let me get you on as a guest. You keep getting in on the calls, which is really hard to do. How are you doing that? You're like waiting every time we have calls and you're somehow getting through. That's hard enough right there. We've gotten 24,000 calls in like an hour before we open the phones up. I'm not kidding. So it's like really hard to get in. And he said, well, here's who I am. We looked him up. He'd been on the news for, you know, almost a decade, but in the reports, his face matched. We talked to him. You know, he's who he says he is, Army intelligence and some other groups. And he connected a lot of dots that were hiding in plain view, like Louis Farrakhan. He said, what you want about Louis Farrakhan, but he's got at least 10 million black people in America. They'll do whatever he says. And then I remember Farrakhan going, you know, Kanye and Kim Kardashian, they're not really bad, you know. They come here and they're part of a, they want a bigger plan. They want something big. They want to do something different. And I'm like, yeah, well, those are reality TV hosts. I don't put on acts around people. I can't help it. I'm just like, I was tired, whatever. I've been, you know, this place like 10 hours. I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't like Kanye West. And all these people around the table looking at me, and they were like, I don't really like Kanye West. They were like, they thought I was already in on everything. I reverse engineered all this. You ask who runs the resistance, it's in the air. It's a wireless spiritual internet. We want freedom. We want a future. We don't want to die. I'm not out to get anybody, no matter what color your skin is. As long as you don't hurt me and my family, I want you to succeed. I want to work with you. And Elon Musk, you know, Zach has predicted that he'd come out against the media and things he would do. So I know who Zach is. He's a great source. And that's why these fake QAnon control groups and people attacked us, but then they failed as well because they know we exposed them. But then little segments we have, this segment, the next, and of course he's joining us. I wanted him, he wants to specifically go down one rabbit hole, one wormhole that he says leads you into bigger things because, you know, he has non-disclosure agreements and a particular personality in the military for psyops and things he's done. But I've explained to him the legalese, even though his lawyers tell him don't do it. He's his own citizen, especially once the FBI visited him a few weeks ago and grabbed him and tried to, you know, implicate him with us when he's just a guy who we know he is and he has free speech as an American. But he wants to go down the rabbit hole with where he was at Fort Hood and tried to expose Major Hassan and the fact that for 2 years he was being handled, which later came out, was allowed to do. So Zach, which the fake QAnon, the feds figured out who he was and did that. Well, somebody that tried to stop situations like that and talk about things like that. So he wants to get into a 2-year manhunt led to killing of Al-Awlaki in Yemen, officials to block Gaddafi gift to Farrakhan. How this ties together in the larger spectrum of Elon Musk, Trump, why Farrakhan told me I support Trump, but I don't know how to break it to people. Just a week and a half ago, let's cue that up for next segment. Farrakhan comes out and says, you know, the people that put Trump in didn't intend to help us, but Trump's helping us, black people, which is true. Farrakhan can't lie about that. Well, Farrakhan knew Trump was good before he was even elected and was asking me the secrets of Trump. And I said, I don't know. I'm just dialed into the universe, what it says to me. He goes, oh, Kanye, you know Kanye, you know about the bigger plan. And I'm like, no, but the bigger plan is the term used by people that don't want to starve the third world to death, that don't want to release bioweapons, don't want to flood the third world in the West and bring it down, don't want global race war, don't want genocide. Now, you think, well, Farrakhan's the guy that says the whites are the devil and all this. It's all sophisticated. And I'm not saying Farrakhan's some hero. I'm simply saying this is sophisticated. So, Zach, you got 5 minutes till break, 10 minutes next segment. You got the floor. Break it down.
How you doing, Alex? It's great to be back on and have the ability to connect some dots here. And I'm also just doing what the universe has told me to do. So I come into this conversation with a very unique firsthand point of view of the murder of a leader of the richest, most productive country on the continent of Africa, Muammar Gaddafi, which appeased and disarmed peacefully in December of 2003, country's weapons of mass destruction program and also his decades-old nuclear weapons program through UN channels, mind you. And even after all of that...
And let's be clear, because they all know it. You were there, you were involved, you were right in the middle of it, and so as an Arabic-speaking member of PSYOPs, and that's why they're so pissed about what you're on the air talking about.
Specifically, a North African Arabic-speaking individual, not a Farsi-speaking individual, and that's speaking to individuals who have looked into that. But make no mistake, this is orchestrated and overseen by a sitting U.S. president in top of the food chain, American intelligence agencies. This is very problematic. This was done all on HD cameras, all for the country to see. We remember the convoy of Toyota trucks moving through Libya. We remember Fast and Furious, but now all of a sudden it's no big deal. We got a real big problem with this because Muammar Gaddafi did what you would want any supposed despot to do in the world. Denuclearize, turn your weapons in. He said, yep, I gotcha, we'll do that, I did it.
And 8 years later, he got set up and murdered.
That's a good word for it. It was pretty brutal. It was recorded. It was uploaded on HD video for everyone to see in the world on monitored IP addresses.
We're showing the footage. They also raped him with an AK-47?
Uploaded for the world to see, and the IP addresses are known. We know what happened. We knew what occurred. But the story before Gaddafi, which people need to understand, what sprung out of that country and the killing of Gaddafi, and why this is so important, is because this is where the true ISIS stronghold that we are now supposedly fighting.
Yeah, that was the launch base. They were to eat Libya and take that as sustenance as their baby meal to then invade Syria.
But even before that, the weapons that killed Gaddafi, the power that backed Gaddafi, were ran through operations like Fast and Furious and Operation Castaway.
And that's all come out. That was Hillary, the whole deal. Even though he was trying to surrender for months, he said, I'm ready to surrender. Don't hurt the people. Leave the infrastructure. They said, no, we're blowing it all up, and we're going to kill you. And he was like,
Forget surrender. He turned it all in 2003 through UN channels. Disarmed, peacefully, did everything that we're expecting Kim Jong-un to do.
Even
right
gave
now.
Them all the money.
Gave them everything. And the country had so much prosperity. It had the highest GDP of the entire continent, over Morocco, over Egypt.
So it was jacking. It was pumping up all of Africa.
It was
his sin, his Marshall Plan for Africa.
And this started long, 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 long time ago. So we have to realize that Muammar Gaddafi also had connections with Europe and also the United States, to include a good friend of mine, Louis Farrakhan, who in 1996, and the New York Times reports on this, was attempting to receive a $1 billion loan from the then colonel there in Libya, which, out of all people, the Clinton administration says, no, you know what? This Gaddafi guy is an unsavory source. I don't think you, Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam, should receive this $1 billion grant from Muammar Gaddafi to invest in the black community, to invest with, you know, small business loans and, you know, pick up.
Well, let's connect the dots where all this goes when we come back, and what's happening with Trump right now on the other side. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Zach is our guest. The Secrets of Libya.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I was just talking to Zach, who's a smart guy during the break, and he thinks Trump has pretty much broken their back. He thinks the DOJ, all of it, these corrupt elements are about to back down, but they can't stop. They never quit, and their own minions are kind of like zombies. They just keep attacking, but tying it together with the U.S., with Trump, with Jared Kushner in his speech saying, America does what it says now. You sign a deal with us, it's gold. Well, that's the only power. I'm from Texas, where it still is under law. Handshake deals are law. And they took our soft power of doing what we would say under Obama and Hillary with all these sickening betrayals. You're getting at that. What happened to Gaddafi and what finally began to turn Farrakhan against the left. And you go, well, who cares about Farrakhan? The guy's the main black leader in America, not Obama. And the point is, if they can get him to go to Trump or get out of the way of Trump, then we can bring prosperity and break the back of the left forever and their whole race-based system. You go, well, then why go to Farrakhan, who's been race-based? Well, that was that time. You go to the guy that controls that to end that. So it all makes perfect sense. So in the time we've got, you're going to come back for a full hour this week, Zach, break down where we are and how this ties into Fort Hood.
Absolutely. So we kind of pretext with the murder of Muammar Gaddafi, the most prosperous country in North Africa. But all that was made possible by Fast and Furious being ran stateside in through Mexico, into Central America, and eventually into North Africa. And that ran specifically through Fort Hood. So what this becomes is it was Libya by any means necessary, even if you had to get the support by gunning down soldiers on a base in Texas, Fort Hood, 2009, which brings me to my next point. What about Anwar Awlaki, which if people forget the Fort Hood shooting...
Let me just stop you. You always shadow this. This is why the feds come after you and me for it. If you just dump it all, they'll go away. They're afraid you'll put it out. That's why they... Just get it out there.
So let's talk about Anwar Awlaki, which was the supposed mastermind of the Fort Hood shooting. This is the guy speaking to Major Nadal Hassan, who supposedly took these guns out and gunned down the 13 soldiers at the SRP site there in Fort Hood. Anwar Awlaki, this Yemenese cleric. Well, here's the thing about Anwar Awlaki. Yeah, he was in Yemen when he was droned by a CIA drone in 2011. But make no mistake, Anwar Awlaki is an American citizen. Anwar Awlaki is an American-speaking man born in New Mexico who has a family born in the United States, who is an intellectual, who is a CIA puppet. Everyone knows it. Just go ahead and do the basic search on the man.
Why it was confirmed 2 years after Fort Hood. I know you were there. That for 2 years they knew Awlaki was handling his son and let him do it. So bottom line, criminal elements of our government let one of their own CIA operatives posing as Al-Qaeda wind up Hassan to carry out the attack.
Supposedly. He's still alive, mumbling words in some military prison. And Anwar Awlaki is supposedly dead, killed, and targeted by a CIA drone strike in Yemen in 2011. Not killed by an Army drone strike, not killed by an Air Force drone strike or any other DOD entity, but killed by the CIA in a drone strike and confirmed by the CIA.
Yeah, so they killed their own guy. You're saying he's still alive.
In the poorest country in the Arab world, where they're still shooting ballistic missiles into our staunchest ally in the Arab world. If you believe that, we have very big problems. But here is the problem. They shut down the cell towers. I was on the ground in Fort Hood in 2009 where people did die and, stretchers were brought out. People were killed there in Fort Hood. But the idea and the narrative, what's occurring, is very problematic. And it gets even more problematic when you go to the official story, meaning, if this guy did do this or whatever, put it this, he didn't get his day in court. There was no day in court. He's an American citizen, born in New Mexico. His family are American citizens, born in the New England area. They were all killed and targeted in the supposed strike in Yemen with no due process, with no nothing. I don't believe he was killed in Yemen. In fact, I know he was not killed in Yemen. If he was killed in Yemen, it's a big problem for every American citizen sitting in the country today because, yeah, he happened to be a part of the story that they're stitching together, but make no mistake, in 20 to 30 years from now, when you become the enemy, will you have your day in court?
I understand what you're saying, Zach. So, I mean, it came out the CIA knew about Major Hassan's plan for years and stood down. And then they covered up that it was a terror attack. So if you're going to let an attack take place, why not then cover up the purpose of it and just call it a mass shooting? So I don't get it.
Yeah, it got very convoluted. I mean, it wasn't Islamic terror. It was a work.
No, I know. So if you're going to protect it and cover up that it was commanded from the highest levels, why then not call it terror? I'm trying to get the key bono here.
Oh no, you couldn't call it terror because they had to come after the Second Amendment. But eventually, they could double barb.
Sure. So you're saying they wound up an Islamic terrorist as their latest false flag against the Second Amendment? That makes sense.
Against the Second Amendment, and also to keep the, but it also ties into Libya and what it officially happened. Because if you don't think that the DOD and all the service members and the American people were pissed off, it's one thing for kids to be killed, which is terrible, which they're doing. But it's another thing for on our most effective, largest base in the world for them to attack our service members. you could do anything. 9/11 proved the precedent to make that happen. But if you could really get in the base, if you could really be homegrown.
Sure, to actually attack the attack dogs, let people know that there's a problem. And so what went too far in Libya to finally, because that's Benghazi that got people to realize, my God, and then they learned the Office of Personnel Management was a deliberate handover of all of our personnel to the Chinese. I mean, from my intel, Zach, the reason there's real resistance now to the globalist is they weren't just going to broker a deal with the Chinese for hegemonic sharing of power. America was to be brought down under Hillary, under the Chi-Coms. That went too far.
If you can make a big enough mess, the world becomes controllable. And this all ties in, and I'm jumping because we have limited time here, but the idea of infinite makes them very uncomfortable. They want us divided to control. They do not want us connected to expand.
Sure, so what finally woke the intelligence agencies up against the globalists for what we've seen in the last 4 years? What was the trigger?
Well, it was just a perpetuation of just, you know, ruthless acts. But the idea and the realization that we have a president in there that realizes that once we go multiplanetary, the race car goes right out the window. There's only
exactly.
One
it's, we don't want the eugenics model, starve people, war model. We have to unlimited get together or we will destroy the planet. And we have to go to the bigger plan.
So their crimes, their terrible acts don't happen in a vacuum. They occurred, but we can't just stitch them together and, you know, current reasoning. They thought they were going to win the election. They did not anticipate Donald Trump winning the election. So with that being said, we have an opportunity here to...
And let me ask you that. As they panic, I'll hold you over, and of course it's coming up. As they realize we're succeeding and our renaissance is winning, they're getting more and more panicked. I don't want to be overconfident here, though. What are they going to do in your research view?
They will attempt to take my life. They will attempt to do whatever they do to assassinate your organization. They will attempt to stifle the truth. They will attempt to hold on to whatever power they have. But weirdly, here's the problem. The universe is in control. It's not their own world. And Godspeed to them. I mean, I do pray for forgiveness. We must prosecute them for their crimes. Certain things cannot go unrecognized. But at a certain level, forgiveness needs to be the moniker because what we're
no,
doing
I agree. I would give them abstention. I mean, I would give them a truce if they stop. The problem is they can't stop. We'll finish up then with you, and then we got Dr. Corsi coming on about the deep state's latest targets. This is all exclusive, world changing. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So everyone's heard of social engineers. But do we ever ask who programs the engineering? What are the big mega banks, the foundations, the universities? What do they want? Well, we know what they want, those of us that have studied it. And InfoWars is about getting you, believing in you, to simply look at that information and to become part of the debate. You've got the globalist depopulation, human austerity, humans don't go to space, some new species comes out of us, the silicon god that Elon Musk warns of. That's the plan. The people running things now have that plan. Their plan's going cattywampus. It's getting derailed right now. It's in trouble. But you can't just counter a plan with no plan. What is our plan? So, Zach, great dialed-in patriot with a lot of amazing sources. I know who you are. The listeners won't. Soon you'll reveal who you are on air. What is the bigger plan that Kanye West talks about?
We are going to the stars. The people who try to keep us held down and pinned at each other's necks don't realize this idea. It is explained and realized that the universe is infinite, and the idea of infinite makes them very uncomfortable. Because when you have a victim, you have to keep them held down. You have to keep them to a small proximity. You have to keep on feeding them a narrative of why they are a victim. But the reality becomes is that we're God sent. This is our time. We will be connected. There is not racism. We are one race, the human race. And that idea that we are one race, the human race, stifles everything that they've done for hundreds of years to keep us down. That is it. That is it. And that is very uncomfortable if you've made your bones and made your momentum and your life's work based on being
and notice they say that great truth that we all know, but then they exacerbate the differences. They go, oh, we're for everybody being unified, but they ignore Martin Luther King and then promote the total division. It's completely clear. And thanks to Kanye, like you said, just, you know, full spectrum reality. I mean, what are those key terms you were talking about the real reality TV show of the universe, full spectrum drama?
Full spectrum drama, because politicians, you know, should have been the most effective individual leaders and, you know, attention getters. But unfortunately, through social media, or maybe fortunately, who knows, evolution happens. It happens to be celebrities. So with celebrities getting the most attention at the time and the most ears here and the most eyes here and the most, you know, attention, it's celebrities. So we're going to...
And it's not just you telling me this. I've talked to other sources that Trump 5-6 years ago met with Kanye. They planned all this out. They didn't even want to do this. They hoped it would get better. And now the courage of Kanye and his wife going and, you know, the way she breaks the ice about letting blacks out of prison that were given unfair sentences.
I'll leave you guys with this. I don't want to take too much more of Corsi's time. I'll leave you with this. Once we go multi-planetary, the race card's out the window. There's one race, the human race. And if you think Kanye is the last celebrity to come out in the next 2 months, you're wrong. You will be shocked in the next 2 months. I've sat down in meetings with individuals, which will reveal here shortly, me and yourself in Austin, Texas. I will reveal my identity. But the idea of what's occurring will come to fruition.
And let's just be clear. Elon Musk and everybody is involved. All of this, and just a pro-human, pro-growth future where we're not all nasty and we don't depopulate everybody and we can go to the stars, that's what's being discussed here. That's what's being promoted, and that's why they're so upset, and that's why Obama's on record with Jay-Z saying, get to all the rappers, don't let them meet with Trump. They are really scared right
now. Where is Obama? He's radio silent. He's radio silent. He's supposed to be this messiah? I don't think so. He doesn't speak for the community. He doesn't speak for the culture. But make no mistake, the culture will speak.
Culture will speak. God bless you. Zach, you're coming for a full hour this week. Thank you.
Godspeed, brother.
All right. Now, Dr. Jerome Corsi has written 3 number one New York Times bestsellers. He has predicted so much of what's going on. He's got amazing White House sources. And then he said in a recent report that Sean Hannity's the next target of the deep state. And Hannity says, well, of course he's credible. He has a best-selling book, The Killing of the Deep State. But, you know, am I really a target? I don't know. They raided your lawyer. They're throwing after your sponsors. So I wanted to get in with him here. If we play a clip of Hannity, yes, Hannity's the target, because if they can get Alex Jones, Sean Hannity as media personalities, they can get everybody. And that's why all these other media personalities think Hannity's their competition or I am. It's not like that. We stand together for free speech with Google listing the entire Republican Party as Nazi, or they're going to get us all. So I feel good that Hannity's huge and number one. I don't go, oh, God, I could be a bigger man if Hannity was, you know. No, he's under attack because he's promoting free market and Americana. Here's a clip. We'll go to Dr. Corsi.
Remember when Senator Chuck Schumer said that you better not mess with the intel community because they're going to get you 6 ways to Sunday? This is great news for me. Best-selling author Jerome Corsi. He's the author of this book. It's out now in bookstores on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's called Killing the Deep State. You might remember him. He was back. Remember the group against John Kerry, Vietnam Vets for Truth? He was one of them. He's saying that yours truly, that I, Sean Hannity, am the next target of the deep state. Wow, isn't it so great to know that these corrupt officials with their backs against the wall that are desperate, desperate people.
All right, he goes on the time, Andrew, who already played it, to say he's never backing down, he's never giving up. That's the commitment we need. So, again, they're scared. Dr. Corsi, give us your intel with the specifics so folks get more specifics on the intel you've got about their targeting of Sean Hannity.
Well, it's the same kind of plan that was used to target any number of conservatives to get them off the, you know, Lou Dobbs is one good example. And what the plan is to go after the sponsors. And, you know, knowing there's a change in leadership within Fox, that the going after the sponsors, because Hannity is one of the most effective speakers against, you know, every day with his monologue. And
well, he's the number one guy on TV.
Right. And Alex, you're a target, too. I mean, you've got to understand.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, the with the Mueller investigation in terms of looking at now, Alex, now Alex Jones will be right after Roger Stone. I mean, these are the
They're bringing this up now, but I agree with you. And well, tell us about your intel sources because you're right. Well, they want to get Hannity. They hate his ass.
Right, and the intel sources are very clear. I mean, the intelligence people are saying, "Watch out." You know, this deep state is after anyone who speaks out effectively in support of Donald Trump. And Alex, you've been the most disruptive media in the world against the mainstream media. They know this. I mean, your audience is huge. What we've done at InfoWars is constantly bring up the truth. And the deep state can't stand the truth. They don't want the truth broadcast, just as you were doing with Zach. You know, the deep state plan.
I agree, but they particularly hate that Trump watches Hannity every day, yes. Tapes him when he can't see him, watches him in the morning, and they hate the fact that Hannity interfaces with the president and you know gives him sucker, gives him aiding and abetting. That they really don't want Hannity.
Well, you know, it's clear that the deep state, because of Hannity's ties to Donald Trump, the fact that Donald Trump listens to Fox. And he keys off much of what Fox says. And, you know, my book, Killing the
Exactly. They tried to block Hannity. They tried to block. But the fact is, we're winning at Fox. That's why I'm saying it's not about me. Let's get past. Exactly. It's Hannity. Because if they can get him, they got a plan to shut me down the next few years. It's going to fail. But they have immediacy with Hannity because he doesn't control Fox.
Right. And in fact, you know, the entire plan from Google and the others to eliminate conservatives before the midterm. I mean, I was blocked for Google. They put me off until we seriously objected. President Trump said that there's going to be regulation in the Federal Trade Commission of all.
Let's be clear. They banned
media.
Your channel.
Yes.
And said it was Nazi till you threatened to sue, and they put it back. Just like they just called the entire Republican Party in California Nazi. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. And that's what I'm saying, folks. They'll pick whoever they think's the most colorful. Whoever they think they can misrepresent, like me. I said a lot of stuff out of context they can do. Okay, I admit it. I don't have a filter. They take that and they admit once they get me, it's Limbaugh, it's Hannity, it's Corsi, it's Drudge, it's everybody. So let's be clear. Hang together, hang separate. We'll be back with Dr. Corsi on the other side. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Remember the globalists, the big mega banks, the big tax-exempt guys worth hundreds of billions who are anti-free market, allied with communist China, are betting on the fact that we don't rally behind each other. I don't think of myself as an individual. I'm an individualist. But when I look at other libertarian, nationalist, conservative hosts, the enemy's trying to shut down. I've got basic instinct. When they're trying to shut down Sean Hannity or anybody else, they're trying to shut us down. And God knows they are. But Dr. Corsi's talked to his intel sources, and they say the next big target's Hannity to try to bring down Fox during this merger that's happening with the new Fox, as they're calling it, versus the split off with entertainment and Disney. And Corsi's never steered me wrong on his sources. So we have to stand together here and realize what's going on, because if they can knock down a big domino like Hannity, they believe they can get all the dominoes going with their political correctness. And at the same time, they can hire somebody like Roseanne and say she's a conservative and destroy her, try to set that precedent, but people see through it. So, Dr. Corsi, let's roll through this and then other big developments that are happening.
Well, it's very clear that there's a concerted attack. The intelligence source, it's why I went public with it, is because I wanted to warn Hannity that he has been targeted by the deep state. It's going to be a direct attack on the advertisers. It's going to be a direct attack to get Hannity off the air. And with new control coming into Fox, the main target is to get Hannity gone. Hannity's gone. The deep state believes they can control the narrative. This is an info war. It's clearly an info war. And Hannity's a threat because Hannity every night is exposing and showing the American people what the deep state has done in this coup d'etat to remove Donald Trump from the office of president. And it's a threat because Hannity, like Alex Jones, like us, have a great audience. So the deep state is targeted that the next person to remove from the air, from Fox is Hannity, and it's a real threat, and I'm pleased that Hannity listened to it and broadcasted it on the air.
Of course. He knows how credible you are, your history. So our only credibility is our credibility. What about Google censoring everybody that's you know, right of Hillary, and then now listing the Republican Party as Nazis? I mean, that should show the president and everybody it's time to break them up. For economic reasons, they're already monopolies. Google's 92% of search functions was 93%. But just the fact that they're such bastards, they're so corrupt, they're such liars. I mean, we have to move against these people. It's not like we're trying to get our free speech. They're trying to take our speech. They're all organized. Apple's moved to China. China's got the codes to everybody's phones. I mean, I'm not mad at Trump. He's great, but he can't be afraid to move on the offense when we're already under attack. What should we do about this?
Well, I think Donald Trump is increasingly realizing the powers of the presidency, and I think he's going to continue, first of all, to get rid of Mueller. Mueller has got to go. But this deep state...
And I agree. Before they cook up some... He's got to use it when the economy's going, when people are behind him. He's got to use the power now against these foreign forces. It's not like he's fighting some internal forces. These are freaking Chi-Com forces. They own Hollywood now. I mean, the president could do anything at this point.
And the CIA and the Department of Justice still remain under deep state control. Rosenstein and Sessions are completely ineffective. Rosenstein is running the Department of Justice, and the CIA is still anti-Trump at a deep, deep level. The Googles, all of the Facebooks hate any conservatives or libertarians.
And it shows the desperation to list all Republicans as Nazis, knowing people are searching the names. I mean, that right there, it shows there's no end to SJWs. You go on the street, SJWs are like demonic animals. I mean, we're not the ones trying to end civilization. They are. We must stand against them.
And the deep state does not want the truth told. It is an info war, and the deep state is already, I mean, Alex, Google's already attacked both you and me. Google's...
No, I know. They've already laid waste to us, but our listeners get it. They bypass them. What I'm saying is I agree. So now that they're saying Republicans are all Nazis, shouldn't that organize Republicans to understand that Google is a clear and present danger?
Absolutely. And Donald Trump's got to use now the effective power of the Federal Trade Commission to begin the active censorship, to end the censorship in all of these social media entities. They're all aimed at absolutely ending any message that supports
Donald
Trump.
That's right. We must end the censorship.
We must end the censorship. We must have an internet bill of rights of some sort. We must have the Federal Trade Commission come in and start breaking up the power.
But doesn't this show their desperation? Doesn't it show their desperation that they're pulling crap like this?
But in their desperation, they're going to do everything they can to shadow ban and to block a conservative message from being on the internet. This is why we've got to continue to fight it. Donald Trump's got to listen. He is listening. He's got to take steps and active steps now, get the Federal Trade Commission engaged, even Amazon with its control of Washington Post. They ought to register as a lobbyist. Donald Trump's got to move on these, and I think he's ready to. He's got to actively use the full power of the presidency, knowing that the American people are behind Donald Trump, to end the effort of the deep state. You know, deep state is controlled by Silicon Valley also. CIA controls. It's the Larry Ellisons, all of the Ciscos, the Microsoft systems. These are the deep state. If Facebook goes, they'll replace Facebook with a Facebook 2.0, and it will be as determined to censor any conservatives as the original Facebook. We've got to go after the power of Silicon Valley.
Absolutely. Trump's got to break its back. It'll be good for business, good for the country anyways. We've got to get these people out of the way. The bizarre leftist commitment of Alphabet and Google and Twitter and Facebook and Apple to merge with China and all of this, what is the power behind these tech giants? Because I know they were set up by our own agencies.
They hate America. They were ready to have Hillary president. We were all going to be found for thought crimes, all the deplorables, anything.
They all had big old giant, you know what's ready for the purge, didn't they?
Absolutely. We're all going to be convicted of thought crime because we disagreed with the, for religious grounds, we wanted to be able to object to the LGBT agreement. We want to be able to say we want a First Amendment, we want a Second Amendment, we want a strong Fourth Amendment to end the CIA's collection of massive data against conservatives and libertarians. And Donald Trump has the power of the presidency. Now he's got to begin to actively use it. The people will be behind Donald Trump.
I totally agree. Let me say this in closing. And come back this week with us, Dr. Corsi.
Certainly.
Talk about your book, all of it. When you sit back and you look at this, history's on our side. People want freedom. And you look at the globalists and you look at Trump's success. I don't know how they think they're going to win when the tide is only turning against them, but they don't give up. They only continue to double down.
Well, because it is an InfoWars. And at the final analysis, you know, freedom wins and God wins, but it's going to need, God needs the support, the active support of Sean Hannity, of Alex Jones, of myself, and then many other voices who are out there supporting the Constitution.
That's right. And listeners have to understand, they're not known by Google yet. You start a new website, you start a new video, you talk about big issues, it's going to go viral because it's not been blocked yet. When the people turn loose against AI, it's a fight between corrupt despots with communist China, the corrupt Vatican, the EU, and free humanity. And if you'll just get off, and folks, you're supporting us. You're spreading the links. You're buying products. That's great. But if you will start a website or call C-SPAN or do a YouTube video or go to city council and speak, every little bit, your voice will bring them down. We're beginning to win, Dr. Corsi.
Well, we the people are sovereign. We've got to continue. And everyone listening today, we need everybody's support. We need the active support of the American people to get behind Donald Trump and to say to end this Google censorship, end the Silicon Valley control of the media.
And they see just a year and a half of Trump having partial control, things turning around. It's so clear, folks. It's so clear. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Wow. We're out of time. Great job with the crew. Tomorrow, 8 a.m., David Knight in the Real News, 11 a.m., Owen Schroyer, myself, right through to the war room. Please pray for us. We're praying for you. This is such an incredible battle. It's so exciting, but you're the power behind it. Don't forget free shipping on all our best-selling nutraceuticals, on storable foods, you name it, a bunch of great. Get a T-shirt. There's so many great T-shirts. It's like choose your own adventure. Wear a Molon Lambe, you'll get nothing but love from gun owners because libtards don't know what it means. Wear an InfoWars shirt or Trump's my president, you're going to meet a lot of friends, a lot of enemies. Choose your own adventure. Get a T-shirt today. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the supplements. Whatever you do, commit to that and wear your colors loud and proud. Exercise free speech out there. It's amazing. All right, coming up, we've got a big report, a next hour, with Mike Adams getting into huge issues on this same station, same video stream, coming up with Mike Adams on the other side of this. So spread the word on that. And then tomorrow morning, we'll be back live 8 a.m., newswars.com. That's the new site, newswars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.